Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. This is your spoiler warning. If you haven't seen if you haven't seen the 20-second clip of John Leguizamo and Juliana Margulies, where they're like, who's that? And she's like, it's John Leguizamo. And he's like, I'm nobody. Fuck, I just gave it away.
You gave the whole thing away. You just literally spoiled the whole thing.
Well, if you haven't seen that, I've already spoiled it. So
sorry.
Come and have a listen.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg and a bucket of chicken.
Gonna put a little cornstarch. My werewolf,
yeah. Luigi Mario.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama. It's a podcast where each week we watch a movie or television show or something along those lines that John Leguizamo has been in. We have a chat about it. Every once in a while, we'll forget to watch something that stars John Leguizamo. One week and go, oh, fuck, and then remember a very entertaining clip that was sent to us on social media and decide to base an entire mini episode around that clip. Let me introduce myself.
Yeah.
My name is Mish Wittrup. You might know me from having a shit Twitter presence, although very good at Twitter, but just don't use it very often.
If you have a shit Twitter presence, they don't know you for it at all.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a very good point. Shout out to anyone who knows me from Twitter. The fuck? I'm joined, as always, by my social media savvy friend.
Nah.
No, you're pretty good at it. Zach Ruane.
I choose to be bad at it in my personal accounts because, that's my brand time.
Yeah.
That's me time. Yeah.
That's good.
You might also know me from, just having good times on social media.
Mm.
I love just doing just bullshit.
You're very good at it. You don't think so?
I know a bit about it
from
my time with Auntie Donna. I know how to do it well and enough to know that I am actively choosing not to be good at it.
Yeah.
With most of my accounts.
I don't know what it – I have a weird block.
Most people do.
Yeah, with social media. Like, I certainly don't use Twitter that much. I think it's because – from what I've gathered with Twitter is you just fucking do it. You have a thought, you put it down. You have a thought, you put it down. I overthink it like I am writing a show. Do you know what I mean? Like if it doesn't do well, it's going to suffer big time. I did a tweet the other day that I thought was really funny and I got 5 likes.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to delete it, but I didn't.
People,
because I was like, I've just got to get used to this.
If you look at most people with successful tweets, they don't like craft the perfect tweet and tweet it out. They just have tweeted 100 things and that was the one that hit. Now, if you're like me, I'll tweet 100 things and none of them do well. Mm. You can do that too.
Okay.
I'm really on NFTs at the moment on Twitter.
That's so
like
funny.
I really like bang on about NFTs a lot and I'm getting followed by NFT accounts.
Yeah.
And I've not got the heart to tell them that I'm being ironic.
And you're taking the piss.
I'm taking the piss. Like there's just NFT accounts following me. It's like, I'm a crypto man.
Mm.
They've got like 600 followers and they're like, follow me for crypto advice. And they follow me because they're like, finally someone who's funny but isn't tearing us
down. And they get it.
I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, I think you're the modern day snake oil salesman. You're a bunch of Bernie Madoffs with your MLM.
They're just a bit dumb. However, some people are very good at Twitter. Look at this segue. What I love at the moment about Twitter is that Zach's gotten really into like tag us in things about John Leguizamo, which means we're getting sent a lot of stuff. And I would say in my research of Johnny Legs and the mini episodes we've done in the past, I've watched a lot of small John Leguizamo clips. I've seen a lot of interviews. I've seen a lot of like blooper reels, things like that. Mm. This clip that was sent to us by a...
Just before you say that, I should just mention, we love John Leguizamo.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry for context. Zach and I are big fans.
We love John Leguizamo.
We really like him. Like, I would say potentially like our favourite actor.
One of our favourite actors. That's why we do this podcast.
Yeah, just so that everyone's clear that we're not doing this because we don't know who he is. Oh, we know who he is.
We love him. That's why we do this podcast.
So I just want to do a quick shout out to a Ned Sandwich on Twitter. That's Ned okay. We're not doxing
Sandwich.
Him.
Sandwich. No.
Yeah.
He has a public-facing Twitter account.
Exactly. Tagged us in...
And he lives at 172... No, I made up that number. I don't know where Ned Sandwich lives.
He tagged us in a video on Twitter.
Didn't he?
And he wrote, "When's the ep on this clip coming out?" Which I think he was joking because it's only a 21-second clip. But we take such requests very seriously.
We're here and we are ready to talk about this because 21-second clip of John Leguizamo.
I had never seen this before. I had never seen this clip. I was blown away.
Yeah.
I think it's. I'm excited.
I thought
to chat.
I had seen every clip of every. John Leguizamo has been working in the industry now for.
Since 1983.
83.
That's when Borderline came out. Wasn't it?
Wow. That's 40 years.
Jesus Christ.
So he's been working.
What were you doing 40 years ago, Zach?
I wasn't even a sperm. I was an egg, but I wasn't a sperm. Because aren't all eggs made at the start, but sperms get made every day?
Sure. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
And I'm the one with the Catholic education.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to learn
about how they're made. I want to learn about how to not make them.
Yeah, I don't want to
know. I can give you a lot of information on how to not make them.
I can't tell you how a baby is made, but I can tell you the shame you feel. We were sent this clip on Twitter. And I thought in the 40 years of John Leguizamo's career, I really just thought we'd seen every single clip of every single premiere, but we hadn't seen this clip.
And I think we've watched it, but I think considering the length, we could actually do a live reaction of it right now.
Oh, we should, but should we break it down? Before?
Of course.
Because you're not going to be able to see it, right? You're not going to be able to see it. So I think before we play it, we should explain in detail what happens in the clip, and then you'll know as we live react what's going on. And I should also say this is just a mini episode because I don't know when this is coming out, but Mish is working on her Melbourne International Comedy Festival show at the moment. I'm working on my Auntie Donna tour. Auntie Donna's heading around Australia, and also I'm not really working on it, but if we're going to plug your show, may as well plug my little Lido screenings.
Yeah, why not do it?
You know, I've got... screenings once a month, second Friday of every month.
Basically what Zach's saying is if you want more of the Mission Zach experience, there are things you can do to experience more.
There's a reason you're getting less this week, and that's because we're working on more at the moment.
At the moment.
And that's our Lido shows, but more importantly, Mish Witchrups. Not more importantly, I'm playing.
Well, no, more importantly to that is my comedy festival show. More important to that is your big tour. I think that's very important.
In terms of what needs the plug-in.
Oh, what needs the
platform.
Plug-in? My show, please.
Your show, my little movie thing.
Yeah.
Donna doesn't need this, but.
But Mission Zach need it.
Mission Zach need it. So you're doing a comedy festival show that I'm directing. I'm screening just fun movies. And then we just have a fun time in the cinema.
Fuck yeah.
And we're busy working on that, so we thought, you know what, let's take a week off. Watching ER. Let's take a week off, you know, digging into those big 90s thrillers, and let's probably end up spending an hour talking about
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
21 seconds.
So this clip, let's launch into it. It was posted on January 14th, 2022 by a DES or DES TGW season 6 or at Destiny the Simp, right? Mm-hmm. Which we have recently discovered we believe to be a Juliana Margulies fan account.
That's right.
And they are
tweeting like lots of different clips of
The Good
Juliana
Wife.
Margulies, star of The Good Wife. We believe the TGW season 6 is in reference to
The Good Wife.
The Good Wife season 6.
Yeah. So they posted this clip and they've written, "I love this so much. She's yelling at reporters," she being Juliana Margulies, "for not knowing he's John Leguizamo." And he's like, "I'm nobody," crying laughing face emoji.
So, and we'll talk, you know, you'll hear the audio soon as we live react, but what can we say from the visuals? What are we, I suppose, looking at?
We're at a premiere and my God, is it 90s.
It's a pump and premiere. John is wearing a baseball cap, but a very 90s kind of, it's the white and blue
that
kind
shit
of.
Ain't a flat cap. It is curved. He has taken it in his hands and bent it so it curves to his head. He is wearing a white shirt, collar out over blazer.
Yes, collar out over blazer, big like that, which makes me think this could even be early 2000s.
I believe it to be 90s really deeply.
Yeah, I know. I feel you on that, but there's a couple of context cues, and I'll tell you what they are. That big collar out of shirt was a real early 2000s moment, but it could be 90s as well, absolutely. On top of that, we're seeing a young Juliana Margulies.
Yep.
Younger than I've seen her, the brows again are giving 90s though. So
I have now, this is a scoop.
Okay.
Right? I've just looked up what it is.
Okay.
So I typed in their names thinking maybe they'd done a movie together.
Yeah.
They have not. From what I can see in the immediate of my 30 seconds of research, where they are is not a premiere.
Okay.
It is the opening of Planet Hollywood. They Fantastic. Are at the opening of Planet Hollywood on September 17th, 1995.
Okay.
So we're smack bang.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
And I'll give you that. I give you that 100%. And it is so 90s. He's wearing a three-piece suit with a out collar and a hat.
And the hat says Planet Hollywood. And she's wearing a Planet Hollywood jacket.
Says Planet Hollywood.
Oh my God, discoveries we've made.
I love Planet Hollywood, by the way. I made all of Auntie Donna go to Planet Hollywood in London once.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, we're going to go to Planet Hollywood.
You best believe I had my 12th birthday party at Planet Hollywood.
Fuck off. I didn't live in the city then.
I did.
I've never been, I didn't, never went
Crown
to the
Casino. Mall.
I never meant to the, went to the Crown Casino, Planet Hollywood.
It's where I went.
Do you know, interesting fact, the Melbourne Planet Hollywood premiere opening was curtailed because they premiered at Crown Casino the day that Princess Diana died.
Oh, God.
So they had shipped over, I think, Spice Girls. They had, all these people over, and then Princess Diana died that morning and they were just like, well, you know, we've still got it. But it became, I read that they still went ahead.
That's
it
was a great fact.
It still went ahead, but it was a much more somber affair.
Of course. I love that fact. That's fucking dark as shit.
But I love the idea of the Planet Hollywood at Crown Casino opening was a more somber affair.
Oh, yeah.
She's wearing a big puffy Planet Hollywood jacket.
Mm-hmm.
They
look very happy.
They're very happy. They look like good friends, maybe lovers.
You think so? I think the clip in itself gives me friend vibes.
Ah, 100%. That's why I said maybe.
Okay.
I'll also say I didn't pick it. Neither of us picked it as Juliana Margulies because we know her from The Good Wife. She's much younger in this clip. Initially, Mish thought it could be, who was it, Linda Fiorentino. But I didn't, I was like, it doesn't look like her.
Mm.
We were struggling to place it. And then thank God, you know, we went to the original Twitter and the reference to The Good Wife, the bio that says that the person who runs the Twitter account is from New York, like Juliana Margulies, and the many references to The Good Wife and Juliana Margulies from the account helped us.
That's how we found
out. I didn't pick it. We didn't pick it.
Oh, absolutely not. I had no idea.
Her hair is up. She's not playing the girl boss empowered lawyer that we know.
No, she's playing friend who stands up for her friend.
From The Girl Boss, not The Girl Boss, from The Good Wife.
Yes, that's right.
The Girl Boss is a different show, which I wholeheartedly recommend, one of the most ill-advised.
Really?
Shows. Oh, if you're into that sort of thing.
No, I'm not saying.
You would love it.
Oh, would I?
Yeah. Do you know about Girl Boss, the TV series?
I've heard
Girl
of it,
Boss?
Yes.
It's a Disney starlet, the girl from Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Plays a privileged young lady who doesn't want to work, so starts an online eBay business and is just a really, really tough-to-like person. But the whole tone of there's no tone. It's not like you're just expected to like her. She
Great.
Just seems like they're playing her like she's sassy and cool. It's set in the early 2000s, but they all say things.
When was this made? I don't think I know it. I think I got
2018. They speak like the year it was made. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
They speak like people
now, but
it's set in 2008.
Oh, God.
It's just a very, very special show.
All right, great.
It is like an unknowing criticism of the girl boss concept in an attempt to be a celebration of it.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic. I recommend it.
Oh, very good.
Shall we watch the clip?
I'd love to.
All right, here we go.
So I'm hoping that it picks up the clip. Surely.
The audio?
Yeah.
Hey, look, if you don't hear the audio, that's okay. I'll get the microphone nice and close. You know, fingers crossed, it happens. But, you know, there's not a lot of audio here.
So I'm about to press play and Zach and I will just react as we watch.
We'll turn up the volume nice and high.
Nice we'll get and it. High.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Nobody important.
It's John Leguizamo. They're walking away.
Wow.
Oh, number one.
Wow.
I reckon everyone just heard.
And that's what I heard as well.
But that's the crowd at Planet Hollywood in 1995, baby.
You got to understand, you might be a younger listener, you got to understand Planet Hollywood took the world by storm.
Mm.
You know, Planet Hollywood was...
Massive.
Massive. They gave shares to such Hollywood celebs as Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Bruce Willis,
Demi Moore, in exchange for them promoting it. But the framing as they gave them shares were that they were part owners.
Yes.
Which technically they were. But the concept was that your favorite Hollywood celebs were part owners in this, little slice of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And you'd go there and you'd get an expensive burger and chips.
Oh, so expensive. And a giant margarita.
But the privilege would be that you would be next to maybe a jacket that Bruce Willis wore in Die Hard 3.
Incredible. Or the helmet from Terminator 2.
Or maybe the sand sack that Indiana Jones replaced the statue with in Indiana Jones.
What an experience. I remember the Melbourne one had from Wizard of Oz, it was like one of the straw baskets that Dorothy handles at one point in the film.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I literally could not believe what I would do if I got to see that in person.
Oh, I'd probably order a giant fishbowl margarita.
And this is before you, before DVD extras. Yeah. You know, all we saw of the films were the films and those weird half-hour promotional behind-the-scenes yeah. things on Channel 9.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get a sense of what was happening behind the scenes in Hollywood, you, you had to go to a Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
And get yourself a chips and a big margarita or maybe a, a big plastic cup of Coke.
They did a lot of sides. You could pick veggies if you wanted instead of chips. Who does that?
Well, maybe the Hollywood starlets that maybe that's what Demi Moore would do.
Have you ever ordered a burger?
Yeah.
And instead of getting chippies, gotten the veg option.
I'm sure I have.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but that is never a choice I've ever made. Like, not once have I ever gone, actually, I won't take the chippies.
Yeah.
Do you think that night John Leguizamo and Juliana Margulies ate some chippies?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they got the steamed veggies. You know, they're Hollywood celebs. I don't know what it's like over in Hollywood.
We should say what
they were saying.
So the clip, basically a reporter asks Juliana Margulies,
so there's who Paps, there's Paps.
Paps everywhere. Paps.
Yeah.
Asks, who are you with? And she, aghast, goes, John Leguizamo. And he goes, nah, 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 I'm nobody. Don't worry about it.
He's just like, no, you don't worry about me. You know,
but there is an element of him that's smirking, like, this reporter's an idiot.
But it's kind of like he's like, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's not upset. I think we were directed to this clip because of his humility and his humbleness. This was peak Legsy. He just had.
Well, she says something in there about he's in the number one film. He's number one at film or something like that. It's hard to make out because of all the Paps.
There's a lot of Paps.
Yes.
Yeah, snap, 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 go the Paps.
Yeah. So what was the number one film in 1995 that John Leguizamo was in? It might have been Tu Wong Fu. It was Tu Wong Fu.
I mean, we're talking Tu Wong Fu.
We're talking Tu Wong Fu.
This is a guy in a movie with Wesley Snipes.
Incredible.
He's in a movie with Patrick. I went to say Patrick Stewart.
Swayze. Oh, God, how good would Patrick Stewart have been in Tu Wong Fu?
That's basically what they did with
him. He was also in a Pyromaniac's Love Story in 1995, which I don't believe was the number one film.
But he was, like, up and coming. Like, he was, you know, John Leguizamo in 1995 is, a teller. Who's that guy from,
what are you talking about?
Trying to think of like up and coming young stars.
But currently?
Well, like even in other eras.
Is Zendaya up and coming? No, she's massive.
So like John Leguizamo in 1995 is like Zendaya around the time that The Greatest Showman
came out. Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, like you don't have to know who Zendaya is, but this is Zendaya.
On. Yeah.
She's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
She's in this movie.
Mm.
I think that's the perfect comparison.
Why wouldn't that
paparazzi know Zendaya at, you know, the year that Greatest Showman comes out?
Juliana Margulies' reaction is, I get it because we are Legs fans, and it makes me believe that Juliana Margulies would understand what we're doing here. Do you know what I mean? It was that kind of like, it's John Leguizamo, like, he's the best. You all should know this.
But then he's not like, I'm John Leguizamo.
No, but there is a part of him that the look on his face does say to me, it's fine. I'm no one special. I'm nobody. Don't worry about it. But the look on his face does say, I'm going to do Ice Age soon, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, that's what I believe I see in his eyes is like, I'm John Leguizamo. But I don't have to tell you that.
Or it could be. I don't think this is it. It could be like, I'm John Leguizamo. Fuck, I should have done Philadelphia.
Oh, look, there's definitely that.
There's that there. There is that
But
there.
What I would say is like, it's like, you know, I think it shows a humility the way he's like, I'm nobody. You don't need to know who I am, right? Absolutely. But it also shows a confidence.
Oh, but because he also, as soon as they start to walk away after that, he's like, don't worry about it, let's go. And to the next reporter, holds up his finger and goes, I'm number one, we're number one. And him and Juliana for the next photo, their fingers up going, we're number one. So he knows.
He knows.
Yeah.
See, he knows.
But also, I think he's like, I'm a nobody, right?
Mm.
Because I'll tell you who says I'm a nobody. Someone that doesn't need to prove themselves. Prove
somebody.
He doesn't need that paparazzi to know who he is. Because, you know, like Miles Teller, he would be like, I'm Miles Teller.
Yeah.
I was in Whiplash.
But Zendaya after Greatest Showman.
She would be like, I'm nobody.
I'm nobody.
Because she knows in the back of her mind, you're going to know who I am.
Yeah.
And that's the energy he has. He's like, I'm nobody. I'm just John Leguizamo.
It's whatever. Sexy energy. It is.
He's sexy. Like, I'm nobody. It doesn't matter because in his mind he knows, I know, you know who I am. Because I looked up Miles Teller's name because I forgot Miles Teller and I was going to say it's like Miles Teller when Whiplash came out.
Maybe. What's Miles Teller doing now?
I don't know.
Do you think?
There's accusations. There's rumors abuzz of him being an anti-vaxxer.
Oh.
But I don't want to spread those rumors.
Do you think?
Because I don't know if that's true.
Do you think that there were druggies at this event?
Drugs?
Yeah.
That's Planet Hollywood,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that you don't need drugs at a Planet Hollywood because you're getting high on the history of Hollywood.
Okay. I just want everyone to watch this clip and go and think about whether or not, because I saw this and I'm like, there's drugs there.
Oh, you reckon they took some drugs?
I don't know if they took some drugs. I'm saying this is the kind of event where there are drugs.
I think it's the kind of event where you're not needing to be sober. Like, you don't get high for the Oscars unless you're the creators of South Park.
Yeah.
You don't get high for the, but it's like, whatever. Like, you can have a couple of drinks before the premiere, the opening of
Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood. But here's what I would say, right? You don't need to take drugs at Planet Hollywood. I reckon they would have gone in there, whether they did drugs or not, and gone, oh, no need to take drugs because I'm high on this memorabilia.
Oh.
I was going to do some drugs, but hold up a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the guns from Sudden Impact, the sequel to Dirty Harry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to do some drugs, but one second. Is that Steve McQueen's turtleneck from Bullet? Sorry, I was going to do a drug. But is that the entire outfit of one of the anonymous villains from The Road Warrior, Mad Max 2? Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry. This is another scoop.
Yeah, scoopity.
I just then looked up because I was like, the reporter seems to know who Juliana Margulies is. What was Juliana Margulies doing at that time?
Yeah,
I just looked up her movies. Right.
Yeah.
I don't care what she was doing in 1995 now because I've just realized something.
What?
She was in Out for Justice.
Was she?
She was in Out for Justice. So she has been in a film with Johnny Legs where Johnny Legs essentially paid a featured extra. It's possibly at his scene.
Which one was
card.
Out for Justice?
The Steven Seagal film we watched with Dave Warnke recently where it's literally just like where Steven Seagal plays a cop that just goes around bashing everybody.
Yeah.
She's in that film.
Who was she in that?
I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know, but I found an interview she did with Drew Barrymore for the Drew Barrymore show, which I could talk to you about for hours, by the way.
Drew Barrymore is one of my favorite people.
I'm obsessed with Drew Barrymore.
I love Drew Barrymore and I love
Drew Barrymore. But there's an article about from the Drew Barrymore show. Juliana Margulies recalls frightening encounter with Steven Seagal when she was just starting out because she was in Out for Justice with John Leguizamo. I wonder if they met at a lunch break.
Or maybe at the premiere if they were shooting on different
days.
Yeah,
and they just were like, we get along real good.
There were a lot of women that looked like Juliana Margulies in Hollywood in the 90s. Mm. That was a bit of an aesthetic. Like when you thought it was Linda Fiorentino, I don't blame you because and I'm really happy that she got her the good wife.
Mm, same. Same.
That would have been great if John got like a legal or police procedural in the mid-2000s. That would have been a really nice little.
Yeah.
But I guess that was his ice age. You know, and what 24 was for Kiefer Sutherland.
We could get a mid-60s Johnny Legs playing a chief at a police
station.
But
those shows don't have the cultural impact that they once did, you know?
Could be something different, though.
But, no, yeah, he could definitely get like a Netflix sort of.
I'm waiting for something big.
Oh, Bruno. Everyone's loving Bruno.
Everyone's talking about Bruno.
I think Bruno is going to be a bit of... I reckon he's had a few meetings off the back of Bruno.
I fucking hope so.
I love John Leguizamo.
Same. On that happy note, thank you so much for listening to this mini episode. Go look at the clip. It is a bit of fun. If you have any fun John Leguizamo and Juliana Margulies facts, please throw them at me and Zach. And we, hey man, we love you.
Oh, we love you, but we don't love you as much.
As John Leguizamo. See ya.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.